This is English for you, and hello everybody. We have Olga and Rudy from the American International School. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good, great. And we have Misha Schuler. Would you put up your hand, please? You're not from the American International School,
no.
Right? But you've been studying in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been studying here?
I've been studying basically Hungarian culture and history and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you are going to help us with this show.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I have my Fazeka students, Emeshe, Judy and David. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Fine.
And I have a very special guest, Jane Thompson. Mm-hmm. She's from the Magyar British School. Is teaching your cup of tea?
Yes, teaching is very much my cup of tea.
And can you come up with a topic, with an area that's not definitely your cup of tea?
It has to be computers and IT. It's completely not my cup of tea.
And my last very intelligent question is tea, drinking tea, your cup of tea?
Absolutely, I'm
good.
English.
So you are the right person. You are
yes,
the right person yes. in the studio. Great. And we have the usual six words and phrases. It's going to come up here, and if you know anything, would you just say the words? Shem mi pein zeit shem.
No way.
Mikey?
No way.
No way.
Thank you.
Good answer, but we are going to come up with a different one. Gondokkal küszködő gazdaság.
Economy.
Some kind of, very good, very clever guess. Osai.
No idea.
No idea. Good. The next three words, please. Erdőírtás. Bagoly mondja verébnek. No idea. Great. And hűtlen kezelés.
Okay.
So you're going to learn something, definitely. Okay, good. I asked you to bring along mugs and cups, but Olga and Rudy, would you please hold up your mugs? You have unanimous mugs. I mean, pretty
identical.
Pretty,
yeah,
identical.
Yeah.
Thank you for the word. Identical mugs. What's the story?
I left my locker today. Got it.
And if you have a mug in the morning, what do you drink from it?
Coffee.
So you're not a tea person, right? Coffee.
Not in the morning.
Right. Rudy, what happened to your mug?
Mine got broken at school.
What was it like?
It was from New York.
A beautiful mug.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. And what do you usually drink in the morning?
Orange juice.
Again, no tea. Okay. Emeshe, oh, you've got a beautiful mug. So, yeah, why do you like it?
Because it's big and because of the color. I really like it. And in the morning, I drink Chinese green tea.
Every morning?
Yeah.
Great. Very healthy. And how long have you had this cup?
For 3 years.
Right. Good. Judy?
Yeah, it's very nice, but it's not my favorite. I've got a favorite at home, but I left it there because I was afraid that it would break. And I like it because I think it's very funny, and my father brought it from London.
So it's a souvenir and a present.
Yeah, and there's
what's written?
Funny poem.
Uh-huh.
Judy meaning pretty, and the poem is, your skin so pure, your eyes so clear, when it comes to beauty no one comes near, in every town, in every city, there's no one else so fine and pretty.
So beautiful, very beautiful.
Yeah.
David?
Well, this mug has seen better days, as you can see, because it's clipped a lot of places. But despite this, I like the colors very much, and the contours of leaves. It's very artistic.
And what do you drink in the morning?
I drink usually tea, sometimes coffee, well, it depends.
Okay, guys at the back, put up your hand if you drink tea in the morning. Coffee in the morning.
Cappuccino.
And Mishi, what's your story? Would you hold up your beautiful mug? It looks pretty new to me.
It's actually brand new. it's not really my favorite. It's just my only tea mug that came with my apartment.
Right. And what do you drink in the morning?
Orange juice.
Yeah. Orange juice. Now, here's a question for you, for everybody. If a friend of your family drops in at your house, what kind of drink do your parents offer them? Rudy?
Tea.
Always?
Most
Olga?
Wine.
Wine, that's great. How about my Fazeka students? Emeshe?
Mineral water or orange juice?
Yeah, these two.
Would you repeat what?
Mineral water and orange juice.
David?
Cappuccino, coffee, orange juice, or mineral water.
Right.
Yeah, coffee.
Okay, let me turn to you, Jane. Tea is thought of as a typically British drink. Is it just a myth, a stereotype, or it is still true?
It's absolutely true. British people drink tea all the time. They drink it in the morning, they drink it at lunchtime, tea time, all the time. If there's a disaster, whatever, a celebration, we drink tea endlessly.
Right. How about a little sketch, a role play? Can you imagine that I'm your husband?
Okay.
Right. So then I'm going to say, I'm your husband. Like it or not, I'm your husband. And I'm coming home, okay? And it's been one of those days.
Okay.
One of those.
Okay, I'll stand up.
Are you home, darling?
Yes, dear, do come in.
Where are you? Right here.
Yeah,
okay. I've had a terrible day. You don't mind if I sit down?
Oh, sit down.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
Sit down.
You see, in the morning, I lost my wallet. All my credit cards, my cash, everything.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Then I went to my work. And the boss looked at me, and I was pretty late because of the wallet, you know. And he told me to go away and find another job.
That must have been terrible for you, my dear.
Yes, it was. Then I went to the doctor, and he found that one of my kidneys was missing. So now I'm right here, and you know, I'm a little bit upset.
What you need is a nice cup of tea.
Oh, yes. Thank you, darling. Right. Okay. So a cup of tea.
Or a
cuppa.
A cuppa.
A cup of tea.
It has got nothing to do with tupa. No. It's a cuppa.
Darling.
Would you say it again?
A cuppa.
A nice cuppa.
A nice cup of tea.
A nice cup of tea. Thank you very much. I feel better.
Well, you see, it's the magic of tea.
All right. Good. What we have here now. Oh yes. And coming back to this day, I wouldn't go through that again for all the tea in China. And it should be here for all the tea in China. And you need this phrase at the back. Jane, would you like to live on the moon?
Not for all the tea in China.
Good. Judy, would you like to live in the middle of the desert?
Not for all the tea in China.
Very intelligent. Would you like to live under a bridge, Emesha?
Not for all the tea in China.
Good. Can you come up with a good Hungarian phrase? Not for all the tea in China? Say it. Semmi pénzért a világ minden kincsért sem. Good. Do you use this phrase sometimes? Have you ever heard this?
Yes, I've heard it. Probably older people would use it.
Like me.
No.
I'm your husband, don't forget about it.
Yeah.
Don't forget about it.
I was a child bride.
All right. By the way, which country do you think is the world's largest tea exporter?
China.
China. Very because it's on the projector, right? What do you think about it?
We agree. China.
China?
Yeah.
No. But we are going to see which one it is. And we are traveling to the country which is the world's largest tea exporter. What do you think is happening? So you're going to see the first clip, and I would like you your intelligent guesses. What is happening? So shall we have the first one, please?
the same, and again, 4.8, 4B, E6, and again,
13, 14, 15 is 16, sir, 16, 128, cough tea with Alibi for half, the PD 170, $2, not 74.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. $2.
So, what was it? Just spitting?
No.
What was it? Olga, what do you think?
I think they were testing tea.
Right, testing tea. Tea. Very intelligent.
Tea,
yes.
Auction, too, yeah.
Tea. What's an auction?
Where are they
buy stuff?
Right.
Where they bet, like, they're betting for money.
Good.
Because
so, if you agree that this was a kind of tea auction, would you put up your hand? Right. And it was an auction house, a tea auction house, where it's going to be a mystery. So it was in the world's largest tea exporter country, and we're going to see which one it is a little bit later. And we are going to judge whether you are tea connoisseurs, how good you are at judging tea. Wanda, would you come here and help me a little bit? And now, guys, would you please put your mugs here? Yes, please. George, you too. Would you put your mug here? And what we have, you are going to drink fruit tea of three different flavors. Marked 1, 2, and 3. Very logically. Tea, three different tastes, okay? Jane, is it good to count like this, 1, 2, 3? Is it the way British people count?
Yeah, that would be fine.
And what about 1, 2, 3?
That probably wouldn't be fine for the number 2.
Why?
Because that's a very rude sign in English. England.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you should do is, if you want 1 pint of beer, you should...
Uh-huh. That will get you a pint
one,
of beer.
1, 2, 3. Mishi, is it the same in the States, in the United States? If you want one pint of beer, you would go like this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Hungary, we would do this. So it's very different. In Hungary, we count 1, 2, 3. American people usually count 1, 2, 3. Right? Am I right, Mishi?
I wouldn't count that way, but I guess you could.
How would you count?
I count like this. I don't know why, but...
because it's Hungarian influence, that's why. Could be. I believe. All right, good. So, thank you very much, Wanda, and we are going to taste it, and one is going to be fruit taste, and two, and so on. We're going to find it out which one which. Now, where are we? That's going to be the second clip. That's your job, Mishi, Rudy, and Olga. Where are we? Where are we? And my Fazeka students, how many different qualities of tea can tea tasters identify?
Mm.
Okay, shall we have the next clip, please?
Walking into the world's last great tea auction house here in the coastal town of Mombasa is a little like walking back in time.
11 the same.
Expert tea testers with a swill and a spit judge tea now as they have for centuries.
4.8 4B.
These highly refined palates can distinguish between 7 different qualities of tea. Recommendations on price and quality are then passed on to more than 100 exporters and buyers who gather here every Monday.
Right, so everybody said that China is the world's greatest tea exporter. But I think, Rudy, you could understand the name of a city. What was it?
Mombasa.
And where is it?
In Africa.
It's in Africa. Can you name the country? It's not the capital. It's the coastal town. No problem. It's going to come up. Right, it's right here. It's right here, Mombasa. And this is?
Kenya.
Yeah. Believe it or not, Kenya is the world's greatest tea exporter, okay? And tea tasters can differentiate between?
Seven different qualities of tea.
And did you find that that job disgusting?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't. It's interesting. All right, good. So, yes. Now, the next clip, and your job is going to be, what is Kenya's economy like? And it's going to be quite a longish description, so I would like you to listen to it very carefully. And why did, my Fazeka students, why did tea production plunge last year? Fall suddenly. Why did it plunge, okay? So the next clip, please.
Without great mineral resources and with foreign investment drying up, Kenya's ailing economy relies heavily on tea for its foreign exchange earnings. The key advantage for Kenya over its main competitors, India and Sri Lanka, has been the ability to produce high-quality tea throughout the year. But even there, it has not been smooth sailing recently. Changing climatic conditions, characterized by prolonged drought, have left Kenya struggling to keep up with the competition. Production plunged more than 15% last year, and it could be worse this year after freak frost hit key growing areas.
Olga, please. So a description.
They rely on tea, like for their economy, for the money that comes in for exchange, foreign exchange.
And basically the economy is
ailing
economy, having problems, having lots of problems. They haven't got enough mineral resources, but they have tea. And the bad news is that tea production plunged because of, Judy?
Prolonged drought.
What is drought?
When there is no rain.
Yes, yeah. Everybody please, drought.
Drought.
When there's no rain for a long time and it's very difficult for plants and animals to live. To survive. Thank you. So that's drought. Right. All right. So what we are going to do now, we are going to taste tea. Would you please stand up and grab your mug or cup? And be careful because it might be hot. Right. Marty, is that your?
Yeah.
Smells like fruit.
Okay. So would you put up your hand? The other hand. If you have number one, would you check? David, you have number one. Wanda and George. Would you smell it? Yes? Taste it?
Strawberry.
Yes.
It's number one, strawberry. Wanda, strawberry. You agree?
Strawberry or orange?
No, just strawberry.
Number one, strawberry? No. No. Would you put up your hand if you're number two? You're not expert tea tasters.
Forest fruit.
Yeah. Forest fruit. No. Number two people, put up your hand, will you?
We already have three. No, it's two, sweetie.
Two. Oh, okay. Check it. And what's the flavor?
Peach.
Yeah. No.
Sorry. Michi, say it again.
Peach.
Peach. Absolutely. Number two is peach. Number three people, put up your hand. Mochi?
That's strawberry. That's the strawberry.
Yes?
I agree.
Strawberry. You're right. So what about number one?
Huh? No, I love it with that.
It's cherry. Called cherry tea, cherry. But basically, yeah. I wouldn't call it cherry, I would call it sour cherry or morello. Which one would you go for, James? Sour cherry or morello?
Sour cherry.
So number one is sour cherry, mechtel. Number two was peach.
Peach, yeah.
Usiboros. Number three?
Strawberry.
Put up your hand if you like the taste, if you like the flavor.
I haven't.
It's not that bad, right? We are going to come back, Jane, we are going to come back to the topic of fruit tea and British people, right? Just a little bit later. Right. Okay. What is... Okay, just drink tea and while drinking tea, sipping tea... Just listen to me a little. What is responsible for the changing climatic conditions in Kenya? Because we've just mentioned that there's drought, which is a big problem. So what is responsible for this drought, for the changing climatic conditions? So the next bit, please.
As we reported recently on Africa Journal, Kenya is in the throes of massive deforestation. The trees that used to catch and store water are being cleared at a shocking rate to make way for settlement of the country's booming population. Tea farmers can only watch and wonder at how far this deforestation is affecting their crop.
Who could catch the word? The magic word?
No.
Nobody?
No.
So what is responsible for this changing climate?
They're cutting out the trees.
Cutting down trees.
Yeah.
Can you come up with one word? Say it again.
That stores water.
Cutting out trees that stores water. Could you catch the word?
Clear cut.
The word is pretty longish word, deforestation, which is pretty different from defenestration, right?
Yeah.
Deforestation. Deforestation. Cutting down trees. The large area. Right. Okay. I'm turning to you, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And we have lemon juice. We have a little bit of rum and milk and sugar. I'm asking you which is the odd one out.
Any self-respecting English person would never, never, never put lemon in their tea. Absolutely not. A couple of old women might slip a bit of rum in, but basically tea should not be drunk with anything except for milk.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
And on the subject of tea, no self-respecting English person would ever drink fruit tea either.
And filter, how about filter tea? Tea bags.
Tea bags are good, yes. We'll use tea bags, but... Fruit tea,
No, never. Okay. So would you? Okay, and you have a. Okay, I'm going to hold it.
That's good. Yeah.
What would you call this?
That is a kettle.
And what about this?
A teapot.
What's the difference?
You can tell it's the sort of husband that doesn't ever do any work around the house. This is the thing that boils the water, and this is the thing that you put the tea in and the water in afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Do you know there's a phrase, and I think, oh yes, it's right here, the pot calling the kettle black. What does that mean?
Well, it means when you call somebody something that you are actually yourself. So, for example, if I said to you, you really shouldn't bite your nails.
Shouldn't I?
No.
Oh, that's the pot calling the kettle black.
It is.
In Hungarian?
Yeah.
Bogoy Mondja Verina. So as you can see, English is a strange language. So this is Bogoy in English and this is very, very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, fine. Jane, would you make us a nice pot of tea? And this is, I would like you to show the British way of making tea.
Well, first of all, it's very difficult with this equipment, because British people would never make a pot of tea without a heat source, because the water has to be absolutely boiling before you put it in the teapot. So before you start, you're supposed to warm the teapot up, and then you put your tea in. Now, probably modern English people would use tea bags, but some of the older or more proper people would use tea leaves. And this is a bit dodgy because it's Earl Grey. It's not your Tetleys or PG Tips. So you put a spoonful in for each person. I'm going to make it for six. So, and then you put an extra one in for the pot.
And you say one for the pot?
One for the pot, yes. I've completely lost count of the number of spoonfuls I put in. But I would like to have put in seven. And so then I would put the water into the teapot, but it should be absolutely boiling. So this isn't really good enough.
Right.
Like in England, you would never ever in a restaurant receive a cup of hot water and a tea bag. The people would just go crazy if you did that.
Go on, please.
You didn't say you were going to sit.
Sorry.
So then you're supposed to leave it for about 5 minutes. So now you can.
Okay. Do you recognize this? Do you recognize this song? Polly put the kettle on, Polly put the kettle on, Polly put the kettle on, we'll all have tea. Thank you very much. Oh, and
here is my hand.
Thank you very much. What we are going to do now, we are going to go back to Kenya. And besides deforestation, what is another big problem in Kenya? And this is going to be the last clip. Okay.
Compounding the small farmers' woes is the corrupt and inefficient manner in which the tea sector is managed in Kenya. The Kenya Tea Development Authority is a state-run body set up to help small farmers produce and market their crop. But a recent government investigation revealed shameful malpractice at the authority, with officials conning the hard-working farmers out of millions of dollars. Similar mismanagement in Kenya's equally lucrative coffee sector has forced the government to seriously rethink its control of agriculture.
So what is another big problem in Kenya?
Coffee.
No.
Corruption.
Say it again.
Corruption.
Corruption. Malpractice, mismanagement, and corruption. What is malpractice, Mishi? Could you help me?
It's something that's not ethical.
Right.
And it's
failing to do a duty properly, making mistakes.
The right way.
Right. Hutlenkezelish, I would say, Hungarian. Okay, so, right, we are going to drink a little bit of tea. Would you help me pour out the tea?
Okay.
And while drinking tea and sipping tea, let's go back to the words. Okay, I wonder if you can remember all the words we had today. So, Shemmi Penzer Chem, Mochi.
Not for all the tea in China.
Good. The next one, Gondokha Küszködő Gazdaság, Zsolt.
Ailing economy.
Ailing economy. Good.
Economy.
Asai.
Drought.
Very nice pronunciation again. Drought.
You're
super.
Very kind.
Erdőirtás, quite the longest.
Deforestation.
Deforestation. By the way, defenestration is something you throw somebody out of the window. That's defenestration. Sorry about that. Bogoly mondja verébnek, Zsolt.
The pot calling the kettle black.
Good. And hűtlen kezelés.
Malpractice.
Good. Okay. So okay, I'm going to help you, and we are going to drink some tea. And thank you very much. See you next week, guys. Jane, thank you very much.
Olyan, mint a sűrített tej, szép lányoknak és ínyenceknek való. A film őrült siker. 500 000 látták csak Párizsban.
Egy igazi mozifilm. Milyen fantasztikus lehet-e?
A kis mozisztár. Vasárnap 16 óra 20 perckor az M2-n.
A Broadway nyújt reményt az elkeseredett országnak.
A 30-as évek egyenlő a világválsággal.
A Broadway musicalek tartották kordában a nemzet borulátását.
A válságra a csillogás adta az egyik gyógyírt. Ez is része volt az álomnak. A csillogás nagyon csábító, hiszen a reményről szól.
Broadway, az amerikai musical. Vasárnap 18 óra 20 perckor az M2-n.